Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Hollies bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Bly is our guest. He's a great member of our brain trust. Robert W. Bly is the name on most of the books he's written, like Make Every Second Count, like Foolproof Marketing. How many books have you written, Bob?
83 books.
83 that sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And so Bly.com, B-L-Y.com. We're talking about... Thanks again for joining us, by the way, Bob. We're talking about content marketing, and Bob has described it at the beginning, as opposed to an ad where you're saying, here's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. It's $29. Buy it now. Buy two, and we'll give you a 10% discount. That's advertising. That's a call to action. That's copywriting. Content marketing is where you have some kind of a theme. You're trying to deliver an idea. You're trying to help customers, prospects with something they're dealing with. The influence that you're trying to have on them is that you're a company that cares about them first, and you hope to be able to sell them something later. Is that basically?
That's it. But basically, when you give them free useful information, free content. What kicks into play is, if you've read the book Influence by Robert Cialdini, his principle of reciprocity.
Right.
If you give them if you give them something valuable, they feel a little beholden to you, and that's to your advantage.
Giver's gain. Now here's the thing, though. You got to keep that pipeline going, don't you?
Yeah,
because you got to stay in front. Once you get their attention, you got to stay in front of them.
And the reason is because people have short attention spans and
they're
inundated by information.
Yeah.
So if you don't feed into them on a regular basis, they won't remember you, which is why you asked me the best way to deliver content. One of my favorite is e-newsletters.
Uh-huh. Email.
Yeah, email newsletters, online newsletters. You build a list of an opt-in e-list. And these are your prospects.
Right.
And if you do a monthly newsletter, they can hear from you 12 times a year automatically.
Yeah. Next week after next will be the 15th anniversary of my e-newsletter. We haven't missed an edition in 52 a year for 15 years.
Yeah, for me, it's 10 years I've had it.
And it's basically, you know, my newsletters, it's articles and links to people, smart people like Bob Bly, reviews of your most recent book, something like that, a reminder about an interview we've had, things like that. And of course, mine's a newsletter. Yours probably is too. If you're a regular small business, not weirdos like you and me, Bob, you just post something, one thing, right?
It depends. There's different formats for newsletters. Some people use single topic issues, but other people do it like you and I. They have multiple topics.
Well, I think they probably begin with one because they're afraid they're going to run out of stuff, and then after a few months, they realize they got more to say than they thought they did.
Also, it depends. Some companies have one product. Other companies have seven divisions and 15 product lines.
Right.
So it makes sense that they have multiple items in their newsletter.
In the content marketing delivery piece, the email, a lot of content, a lot of helpful stuff, a lot of contributing first. How much and where do you put some kind of a reference to, oh, by the way, if you get time, check out what we have to sell?
Only in the byline or the close or what we call
the bottom
resource box. At the end, and it's the same thing, by the way, with when you're delivering content via speaking. If you're giving a talk and you're talking about our product, my product, our customers, people will be repulsed.
Right.
The only place that you're advertised is when the person who introduces you reads the one-minute bio you've prepared and talks about who you are and what you do. That's it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's very subtle. Now, the problem with content marketing without a call to action, it's not, it doesn't drive the needle, does it? Like an ad is supposed to.
That's such a good observation. The people who are content marketing advocates, now I am one, but the people who are rabid content marketing advocates will sometimes say, content marketing is where it's at today. Sales marketing, you know, copywriting is old hat, don't use it. I say no. Content marketing primes the pump, but ultimately someone, either a copywriter or a salesperson, has to close
right.
the sale.
That's right.
So copywriting and salespeople are more important than ever.
It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it? But it's got to be the right mix, the right combination.
Yeah, and so when a content marketing evangelist says, content is the new marketing, salesmanship is dead, they're just totally wrong.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I think we've been proving, and the thing that I, you know, when, in my book, The Age of the Customer, I tell people that relevance trumps competitiveness now, but it doesn't do away with competitiveness. You still have to be competitive. You just have to be relevant first.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, I have to convince someone to buy my valve versus the seven other valves that will fit their application.
That's exactly right. It's all about the sale, no question about it. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you for having me.
Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen. Bly.com, Bly.com is his website. Bob, and we'll be back another day. We won't do without him. We always get smarter when Bob joins us. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.